Hello, good afternoon or good morning, wherever it is in your time zone. It is Category 5 Community Coffee Break. I'm BP9, and I'm in the middle of the crowd here, so we'll see if I can point correctly. There we go. Way up in the top left-hand corner is Sasha. Hi, Sasha, give us a wave. Good. There's Solbu, right above me, I think. I don't know how this is going to work, but there we go. That's Doug over there. Give us a wave, Doug. Good job. And then down there is, I think, is Peter, but he's not there. His camera's on, but I don't see him or hear him, so I don't know. Oh, I saw a shadow. I saw a shadow. I know he's there somewhere. All right, then. Good.
Reminds me of an old joke I heard. I think it's from one of the Blackadder episodes. I just had the audio portion because we used it in IRC chat 20 years ago. The eyes are open, the mouth moves, but nobody's home.
yeah. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Yeah. Ah, there's Peter. Hello, Peter. There we go. Hello, Peter. Uh-oh. He must not be able to hear us yet. So we can still talk about him. Oh, crap. There he is. And there we go. That's Peter down there. Let's see if I can do that. There we go. That's Peter. Welcome, Peter. Good to see you.
Yeah.
So let's see. We've talked about this, and I'm pretty much resigned to doing a component level repair on this. I am not going to. I'm going to finish the circuit diagram just because. Just because I want to, and Sasha, just to show you my handiwork, that is part of the circuit diagram.
Oh, no way!
That I started with. Yeah, way. Yeah, yep, yep. That's only part of it. There is a whole bunch of, there are connectors and all kinds of stuff there, but this thing right here is a thing called an integrated circuit, or an IC, and it coordinates all of the different signals and controls and all that stuff. That I don't know if that IC is any good or not. So this is part of my garage door opener, in case you're wondering what it was. And these relays here, what they do is they control the power to the garage door opener motor that brings the door up and the door down. So what I'm trying to do is to figure out, I know this got struck by lightning and I know some parts got burned, and I don't know if that's easy to see because my big old finger's in the way. But there's a resistor here and other resistors here as well that are that show obvious burn marks. So anyway, that's my next thing. I may have to, I don't know yet if that IC is any good. If the IC is bad, then I may replace it with an Arduino or something. Put a socket in there and put an Arduino in its place.
You just need to add a BM something, and then you have an ICBM.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Solbu, I wanted to touch base with you about my client server program that I'm writing. Because I cannot get signatures to work reliably. I can encrypt a payload. So say the client has the public key of the server and has its own private key, and say the server has the public key of the user and its own private key, right? So the private keys belong to the parties that they should belong to. If the client encrypts the payload with the server's public key, and then the server encrypts the reply with the client's public key, would that be enough, in your opinion,
yes,
to prove that this is the right person, that this is the correctly? I mean, that would correctly encrypt, that would allow proper encrypt and decrypt across the wire all the time, but would that be enough, do you think, to identify that person?
I'm not sure that is how it's supposed to work. That kind of setup indicates that the client sends some message somewhere, and then later on, maybe an hour later, the reply is coming back. But yeah. If it's an instant connection, whereas he sends the server a message, a command to do something, and then get an instant reply, then only the server's keys is all that matters. Your client doesn't have need any keys of his own.
Yeah, but that's the apart from encrypting the communication, I also want to prove that the person who I'm asserting I am is that, you know, is that person to the server, right? So if I want to say I'm user ID 123, right? I want to prove to the server that I'm user ID 123, but all I have is my own private key and the server's public key. And the server has its own private key and my public key. So it can encrypt with my public key and I can decrypt with my private key. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. In order for you, for the server to know that the message is coming from you and not someone else, then you, in addition to encrypting the message, you have to sign the message with your public key.
Yeah. Unfortunately, signing isn't working because I am not able to reliably sign every time. For some reason, using the gcrypt library, signing does not work every time. Anyway, that's something we can discuss later if you like. But I wanted to get your input on that, and I agree with you. I would rather sign, sign and encrypt, but I don't think that's going to work. So because I can't do it reliably.
This is to you're coming to the end of the kind of advice that you need. You need someone who actually works with encrypting in order to.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe you are using their own encryption tools.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. I thought I was using the same library that TLS is using, that what is it called? OpenSSH? I think that's right.
OpenSSL is the one that everyone is using.
OpenSSL, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but need to implement that correctly. And.
I absolutely admit I may have implemented it incorrectly. I'm more than happy to admit that. So.
That seems to be the tone of that seems to be the tone of these days to admit being wrong, right?
Yeah. We're not going there. All right. Okay. Sasha.
Yes.
What have you been up to? So good to see you. What have you been up to?
Real good to see you too. I've just been working and fixing up the house and working and
so nice to know that you've got the weekend off. I think I saw that in Discord just before you popped up. Oh, goody, we get to chat with Sasha today.
Yes, and for Christmas, Dave got me a KitchenAid stand mixer. And nice. So this weekend I've been attempting to bake.
How's it working out for you?
Well, I made pizza. So that was good.
Yeah, that's true.
And later in the
very exact, right?
Yes. So my end game goal by the end of the weekend is I'd like to figure out how to make little donuts, like the little donut hole donuts.
Are you gonna bake them, or are you gonna deep fry them?
Well, I have a cast iron pan, so I think I'll just throw some oil in there and do a light little fry of them. So because I would like to bring those to work to share with my friends. They're not as interested in my healthy options as I am. So I need to learn how to make junk food and win the hearts and minds of all my people.
Yeah, healthy options. What are your healthy options? What are your healthy options?
Well, I, for example, I also got a Soda Stream, and that's a healthy option. Instead of regular pop, I boiled down my blueberries and made a syrup. So now I have homemade blueberry. Well, I made homemade ginger ale yesterday, and that is my favorite flavor now.
Oh, I've got to get that recipe. I've got to get that recipe. I love ginger ale.
Yeah, and if you make it by yourself, like make it at home, it's healthy, right? So
I have a soda stream as well. So I'm already pretty tired of the soda stream. Yes, but I'm tired of the soda stream flavors. I'm ready to try something else. So
that homemade is ginger ale. A good thing about having a soda stream, I have one myself. For that is you can. Pick and choose among all kinds of different flavors, whether they are made for the soda stream or not. You can take some custom flavors, or
or do like Sasha did, and do like Sasha did wherever she is, and make your own. What did you say you used? Blackberries.
Blueberries. So we have lots of blueberries on our property, and we picked, we only took one day and picked as many blueberries we could one day. And we have enough to last us a year. And so I boiled down a bunch of blueberries with some honey and some lemon peel, because lemon peel, I guess, has pectin in it, which automatically makes syrup syrupier. Yeah, you just mash up the blueberries, strain it, and then you have blueberry syrup to add to your soda stream.
And does that preserve it? Does that preserve it all year, or do you have to freeze it as well?
Well, it didn't last long enough for me to even worry about preserving. I'm on my...
So it was supposed to last a whole year, and it lasted how long?
A week.
Oh, wow. That's too bad.
Nice. Well, that'll get your antioxidants up for sure. I think blueberries are good for that. Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of healthy things this weekend, I'm going to learn how to make donuts.
I'm impressed. Nice job, Sasha. Nice job. Now,
and also, I found it a little funny that Dave gave Sasha something for the kitchen for Christmas.
I'm not going there. I'm not touching that. I'm leaving that alone.
I just found it funny.
She probably asked for it. Did you ask for it, Sasha?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
So also, it is called a stereotype for a reason.
Is the house all ready for winter, or did you not get ready? Did you not get it ready in time for winter?
No. You know what is funny is... We got it ready for winter, and then winter so far has not fallen upon us.
Oh, really?
We have no snow. So last year, I don't know if you'll remember, I don't know if it was international news, but we heard about it in Ontario. Newfoundland had Snowmageddon in January.
Oh, boy.
Shut down like the whole island. It was insane. Yep. Yeah. Mm. And this year, we still have green grass outside.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
So I keep walking around making fun of everybody. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're
Newfoundland. Uh-huh, this is your first winter, though, isn't it, in Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice. Wow. Wow. It'll come. Don't worry. It'll be here before too long. Don't you worry. Oh, well, you know, I'm sure it'll be here.
It'll probably show up in April, because this April is my 40th birthday, and I want to have a nice big shindig, and it'll probably be like 7 feet of snow or something.
You should just hijack the whole garage and just make it a big party room for your birthday.
That's right.
Big birthday. There you go. We got to let some other people talk, Sasha. I'd rather just chat with you, but we got to let some other people talk too. I'm so sorry.
I'm a great listener.
And the phone sounds great, even without the headset, by the way. So you've done a great job with that. Well done.
Thank you.
Doug, what have you been up to, sir?
Hey, well, the saga of my Raspberry Pi continues.
I was going to ask about that keyboard.
Yeah, well, that little keyboard that I showed you wasn't working, so I bought a Bluetooth keyboard and connected it to my Raspberry Pi, but that kept losing its pairing, so I had that like a day. I sent it back 2 days after I got it. And I've got another keyboard that I got this morning, and I'm going to see how that works.
Oh, wow.
I'm charging it right now, and it didn't do anything when I first got it, so I figured.
Having no luck with keyboards, are you?
Needed to be charged. Well, it's because it's a Raspberry Pi, I think.
Well, maybe what you need to do is get you one of those Raspberry Pi 400s with the keyboard and everything all built in.
Well, then I'd have, yeah, I could do that, I suppose. I don't know if there's any way to connect it wirelessly to my TV, though.
I believe it's a standard Raspberry Pi inside. That would be another question for Robbie, but, you know, he's not
I'm trying to not have to run cables to my computer or anything other than, you know, from the computer to the TV.
And I guess you want the Raspberry Pi to be near the TV because it's going to serve as the media center, right?
I'm sorry?
I think it's you want the Raspberry Pi to be near your near your TV because it wants to serve as a media center, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Raspberry Pi is under the TV.
So the keyboard has to be separate, and you don't want wires strung across the room to connect to it. Got it.
Right.
Okay. Well, from one side of the room to the other, Bluetooth should do it. It should be okay. I think it's like 15 feet or something, isn't it?
30.
30 feet? Oh, yeah. No problem at all. You'll be fine.
10 meters.
I always forget how to do that conversion. Yeah, okay. Right. I'll take your word for it.
Well,
it sounds about right.
a meter is 39 inches.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's roughly right. Okay. I need to get out my whiz wheel for the aeroplane. It's probably got that.
Speaking of what Doug is doing, I'm curious about the steam or smoke coming up.
I think that's a vaporizer of some sort.
That mist coming up back there. That's a vaporizer. It's not smoke, just in case you were wondering.
Is that for essential oils or just to humidify the air?
Well, I can put essential oil in it, but I have a cat, so essential oils and cats don't agree.
Aha, I did not know that. I'm glad you said that. So I have a cat too, and I don't have an electric vaporizer like that, but many, many, many years ago, I got one of those clay ones that has a little tray in the top.
A diffuser,
You put a candle inside it, and you put the essential oils in the top, I think with some water as well, and that does that. But I did not realize that cats and essential oils did not mix.
Well, there are certain essential oils that can harm your cat. Others are okay, some of them are not good.
I'm so glad you said that because that would have been very bad. And the last thing I want to do is harm the cat. So
yeah, if you were going to use essential oils, I would research it first.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you. So you're charging that last one and you're hoping that it will work.
Correct.
That one you're charging, is it Bluetooth or is it Wi-Fi?
It's Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It comes with a dongle.
Right. Okay. Do you still know, how confident are you that it'll work with a Wi-Fi keyboard, that Raspberry Pi will work with a Wi-Fi keyboard?
Well, the last time that I did a search on Amazon, I typed in Raspberry Pi, mini keyboard for Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
And this one came up. So it says it will work with a Raspberry Pi, specifically mentions Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, I don't know where I'll go.
Yeah. Well,
Comments and reviews? Because a lot of times if people have a complaint, they write it in the reviews, right? And that's when you'd find out whether or not it doesn't work.
I didn't read those to begin with. I was kind of in a hurry, but I can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a.
Always trust. You have to. One have. If there is no negative comments or review or something, then my advice would be to check other things that they are selling, and see if there's anything that has bad reviews. And if there is not, chances are they are deleting bad reviews.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how much I trust anything that I see, especially comics and stuff on Amazon. It would be nice to be able to trust them.
Of the bad and good reviews, then of the not a particular product, but if the platform have a mixture of good and bad reviews and average reviews, then it's not a platform who's doing something nasty to hide comments.
Okay. Well, Doug, all I can suggest is I have a Think Outside the Box folding keyboard. It is a Bluetooth keyboard. And I would suggest using that, except I don't know that I have tested it with a Raspberry Pi. So I will do that. I will test it with a Raspberry Pi, and I will let you know how it works.
What brand is it?
The brand is literally Think Outside the Box. That's actually the brand of it, and the thing has two AAA batteries inside it, and you unfold it, and that opens up to a fairly decent sized keyboard, but it does not have. I noticed on your keyboards, all the ones that you've shown us have the integrated mouse pad and a little joystick and stuff. This keyboard does not have that. So if you need those mouse controls, then this keyboard won't work for you. So,
well, I suppose I could get a Bluetooth mouse or something, wireless mouse.
You could, but then you need a platform to actually drive the mouse on, right?
Well, I've got, you can't see it in my frame, but I've got a remote organizer.
Okay.
And it's got a flat area on it that I could use a mouse on.
Oh, nice.
It's right here on my right side.
Just out of shot.
Yeah.
Just take my word for it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Peter, what sort of trouble have you been getting into?
Did you see the bug about the injury?
The what about what?
The password program, did you download it?
I did not try to download it because you said it only compile on Windows, and I don't run Windows here. I run Linux.
I improved on it as well, so it definitely I could probably make it work on Linux if I try. It's just sorting out some of the library, some things. Yeah, it's a problem.
Well, if you want to, you could stick it up on GitHub. You created a GitHub account, didn't you?
Yeah, but I've got a problem. I haven't got a machine that will work. I could go and kick up a bit. It's a bit of a problem. And the other problem was the aerial problem with this switch box. Well, the Chinese decided to cancel it. So,
oh, nice. They did that last week or whenever
it was. They did it again. And I ordered a 40-quid box for to mount the electronic seat. So I had to send that back, and that was a bloody problem because the postmistress, let's say, they're a little bit green and a little bit prejudiced against people who come from my country, you understand?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a parcel that was shipped over from California and from Chicago, Illinois. It took 2 days to get to the central post office in my city, and then it took 3 weeks to get from that central post office to my local post office.
That was
crazy. It's crazy.
It's a local bit, which is a bit, a bit funny, let's say.
Yeah.
Because I'm English, you understand?
I'm sure that's not it, Peter. but you do have a talent for cheesing people off, though.
only Australians.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
No. It's to do with the problems over here, but don't worry about it. Anyway, I got my money back. And,
okay.
So I'm going to end up doing what you're doing with relays and the used relays. And I've ordered another box from Mervyn, got me a box from a local electrical distributor. And we are in the next week or two, it's a rebuild it again on the mounts of ones in a relay and use some Darlington transistors to switch them on.
Well, we've got about 1 minute to go, and then I have to close it down because we have to stay to about 25 minutes.
Yeah. But anyway, you remember I said about the aerial people that tried to botch my aerial?
Yeah.
Doing a good story.
If it's less than 1 minute, it's going to be about 30 seconds.
Okay, I was on HF and I worked into the Oman, O-M-E-N, down in Saudi Arabia direction.
Yep.
And I called him first time, worked him. The guy lived through, said my aerial no good, and you did the world in, said that I need this little thing, looks like a, I think Circa would use it for a clothesline, particularly. That's been very rude about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he called him off and had him work him. I went somewhere else and worked into the salon, and I had the same things. I proved that I was right, that he was talking a load of,
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So by saying he worked into, for everyone else who's not familiar with this, that means he worked his ham radio station and talked to stations in Ceylon and in, where was the other?
Oman.
Okay. So, that's what he means when he says he worked. All right, let's close this up. Anybody have any final comments, real quick comments? Sasha, you want to go first?
I'm just so excited to see y'all.
Yay, me too!
Try
How about you, Solbu?
When Peter mentioned things taking time to get in.
Gotta be quick, Solbu.
It is a quick scare. I think it's 10 years ago. There's an island outside of this on the coast of Norway, along where I'm living, where a mail from the local authorities to the inhabitants of the island, it took 2 weeks to be delivered. So they got eventually they got tired and they started driving. The mayor started driving around the island himself and delivered mail into the
nice.
Yeah, it was a meeting and calling for meetings for the mayor and his staff. And the person got after the meeting was supposed to happen. Then the invitation came in the mail. So
Doug, how about you? Any final comments?
Have a nice day.
All right. Enjoy your keyboard. I hope it works for you this time, Doug.
Thank you.
I hope it does. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
It's nice seeing you.